St. Patrick's Cathedral has its roots in a tragedy, a natural disaster in Ireland.
People would arrive in the famine, 1847, and they spent the next 50 years bringing everybody out till everybody was safe and sound in New York.
The Irish potato famine killed more than 1 million people from starvation and disease. More than 2 million survivors, impoverished and desperate, left Ireland and headed west across the ocean.
It was the largest migration out of Europe in percentage-wise in the 19th century. And 1.5 million of those people came to America, and about 1 million of them came through the port of New York.
New York became an immigrant city.
These were people without any skills, from the most primitive agricultural situation in Europe, coming from this kind of agricultural society into the fastest industrializing city in the world.
Not only were they poor, they were Catholic, in a mostly Protestant country.
Catholics were a distinct minority in the United States and in New York City. And they changed New York City by their mere presence and by their religion. As well as changing New York and changing it to an immigrant city, they set off the largest anti-immigrant movement in American history.
The so-called nativists who organized that movement believed that immigrants were a threat to American culture, especially Catholics with perceived ties to Rome.
There was a tremendous amount of fear with the establishment about these uneducated, seemingly to them quite primitive immigrant who was arriving on the shores.
In 1844, there were nativist riots in cities along the eastern seaboard. In Philadelphia and Boston, churches and convents were burned. When nativist rumblings reached New York City, parishioners at Old St. Patrick's Cathedral on Mott Street built a wall around their church.
And the mayor at that time was not given very much support to Hughes or Catholics to stand against them.
Bishop John Hughes, head of the Catholics of New York, defiantly spoke out against the anti-Catholic movement, warning Mayor James Harper, if a single Catholic church burns in New York, the city will become a second Moscow. A reference to the burning of the Russian capital in the Napoleonic Wars.
Ah, John J. Hughes, what a character.
John Hughes would become America's first great Catholic leader.
He was like from an old chieftain family. So being a chief for Hughes was not strange territory.
John Hughes came to America as an immigrant, leaving Ireland in 1817 at the age of 20. He studied for the priesthood in Maryland and was ordained in Philadelphia in 1826. A rising star, Hughes was elevated to Bishop of New York in 1842. In 1850, the Vatican created the Diocese of New York and named Hughes its Archbishop. He was now an influential churchman and a political power broker.
Before this Tammany Hall is John Hughes. And he's the first one to realize in the United States, in New York City specifically, that what counts are numbers. And the only resource the Irish have, they don't have any wealth, they don't have any education, but they have numbers. And if you can get them to the polls and they'll vote as a block, then they have power that can't be taken away from them.
His political foes dubbed Hughes Dagger John. But he refused to be cowed, opening Catholic schools, orphanages, and hospitals. At the height of his power, he acted on his grand vision.
He recognized outside of New York that there was a hill here.